Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirman Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Et Shalom. We're now in Masachet Sanhedrin Daf Ayin Amud Aleph at the top of the Amud in the second Mishnah of the eighth Perek, continuing with the theme of Ben Sorer Umoreh. Me'ematai Chayav, meaning at what point we've dealt with the time range or the development range of Ben Sorer Umoreh. Now, what does he have to do to be Chayav? Mishochal tar temar basar yishtech atzilog yayin ha'italki. The position of the Tanakhama is he has to eat a Tartemar's worth, we don't know which that is yet, we'll find out soon, of meat, this is at one sitting, and drink a half a log of Italian wine. Rashi says it's good wine. Rabbi Yossi omer maneh basar v'log yayin. Rabbi Yossi says to maneh, which is a certain amount of money, it's a lot of money of basar, and a whole log of wine. We'll figure out from that what a Tartemar is. Achal b'chavurat mitzvah, achal b'bura chodesh, achal ma'asah shen rishalayim. If he ate in one of these three mitzvah contexts, or achal v'elotzer fosh katzur masim, or he ate non-kosher food, achal tamar masir shalom v'elotzer fosh masir shalom v'elotzer shalom, if you do that, may or may not be in the Mishnah. Achal davar shu mitzvah, davar shu avera, which seems to be summing it up, but really is alluding to two other things. Achal kol machal v'lochal v'asar shatah kol mashkev v'loshatah yayin, and if it's not meat and it's not wine, en rasa ben sor moreh. So the only way it can be is if it's in a neutral context, in which he eats all of this stuff, and it's otherwise kosher. Shemar zolel v'sove. Now, that's what the parents say, zolel v'sove. We don't know if it's zolel gluttonous and drunker and a lout, until Avishen Rayal Adavar, even there's no absolute ironclad proof that that means wine and meat, Zechel Adavar, there's an allusion to it in the Pasuk in Mishlei, Shemar, al tehi v'sove yayin, don't be among those who are sove wine, Bizolole vasar lamo, those who gluttonously eat meat. Okay, I'm Rabbi Zeira. Tartemar is en yodeh mahu. So Rabbi Zeira, like the rest of us, did not know what a tartemar is. Toch shekafar Rabbi b'yayin im tzako felach al basar. But since Rabbi Yossi said the shear of wine is twice as much, he must have also said the shear of meat is twice as much. Tartemar chatsi maneh, so tartemar is half a maneh's worth, and it's a money. Amar Rav Chanan bar Mola de Rav Huna, enochiyam ad shikach basar bezovi ochal yayin bezovi yishteh. As we're going to see throughout the sugya, the concern here is that if he's eating and drinking in such a way that it's easy for him not only to get addicted to this lifestyle, but to maintain it, then it will be a problem. So therefore, first of all, it has to be that he stole money, as we'll see, and he bought the meat and wine for a low price. Right? And he can't be invited to a meal and pig out. He has to buy it himself. Tichtiv zolel v'sove. Now, we'll see. Ramachanan bar Molada bar Funa. He has to eat raw meat and undiluted wine. Remember that their wine was diluted. Now, Rabbi Rav Yosef said the opposite. When he says undiluted wine, it means slightly diluted. Basar chai means basha v'lo basha. It doesn't mean absolutely raw meat. Like what thieves eat, rare meat. So now we have another. The kid ate salted meat, which is preserved meat, or wine right off of the press, in a seven soromor. Again, he doesn't become a seven soromor. Now, let's see what that means, what the shear is. Tnan hatam, at the end of Masachat Tanit, we learned. Erev Tisha B'Av le'echodam sheitav shlin le'echob asar v'le'eshtayayin. On Erev Tisha B'Av, you can't eat a meal, as referring to the last meal in the afternoon, of two cooked items, you can't drink wine or eat meat. V'tana, but we have a brayta that says avalo chelu basam aleph shtayayin migito. You can eat salted meat and freshly pressed wine. Now basar maliach ad kama. In that context, we said how long is the basar maliach? Rakana calls one chuk shlamim. As long as it's like shlamim, meaning the day it was slaughtered and the next day it's still fresh. After that, it's considered salted, and you could eat it. V'yayin migito ad kama. What about pressed wine? Calls one chuk toseis. As long as it's still frothy. And we know that frothy wine is not subject to the laws of gilui, of leaving it out overnight and being concerned about poison from the snakes, the Mishnah Trumot. And but how long is that? 3 days. Okay, so now, the shear for Tisha B'Av, therefore, is any wine that's from the first 3 days of pressing or after the first 2 days it was slaughtered is okay. Hachamai, what about here with Ben Sorer Moreh? Hata b'shem simchahu. There the issue is you can't have simcha. So therefore, after a time of shlomim, because shlomim is associated with simcha, take a look at Rashi here. Therefore, it's already called meat that's not of simcha. And the same thing with the wine. Kolzman shukishlamim namit beisimcha. Hacham ishumim shuchehu. Here it's because of continuing the habit. The minute it's salted, it's already not something he's going to get into. Right? Therefore, the minute it's salted, even that same day, it's already not been sore morat. Yain out of bayim yom. And wine, for the first 40 days, it's not all that exciting. And therefore, he can have it. And it's not been sore morat. We have a long agadah here about wine. That wine was created for nichum aveilim and to pay off the rishayim, let them enjoy wine in this world, and then they have to pay them in the next world. Shneimar, tnu shechar la'oved, give wine or drink to the one who is lost. V'yayin the mari nafesh. Oved is the rasha, and mari nafesh is the avel. V'yitzchak ma'idich tivat tarian ki tadam, the pasuk in Mishlei, don't look at wine that's red. Meaning, al tereyayin shema'adim p'nehem shol shayim b'olam hazeh. Don't look, mean jealously, at wine that gives the Rishayim a red face in this world, full of life, but it turns white, it's a play on words of wine, in the world to come, where they're embarrassed about their behavior. Rav Amar, al tereyayin ki dam, he says a different thing. Al tereyayin shema'achrito dam. Don't look at wine, because it ends up dam, meaning people get in fights and kill each other. Kahana ra miktiv, tirash, v'karinan, tirosh. Wine is called tirosh, but it's spelled without a vav in several places. So how do we play that? Zacha nasa rosh. If you're zacha, you drink wine, and you use it for understanding, you can become the head of something. Lo zacha nasa rosh. If not, you become poor, rash. Rav Aramik, tiv yisamach, v'karinin yishamach, v'karinin yisamach. Remember, sin and the sin don't have dots in the Tanakh. And therefore, he says, you could read, yain yishamach l'avenes, or yisamach. Zacham samcho, if you do it right, it makes you happy. Lo zacham is shamameh. If not, then it's mishamameh, meaning it destroys you. That's why he said, I became wise because of wine, because of good smells. In other words, I used them wisely, and it helped me with my wisdom. Who has all of these things? Those people who delay coming to the wine. So okay, this is a long piece in Mishlei. You can darshan this from the top to the bottom, from the top, bottom to the top, meaning you can read cause then effect or effect and then cause. As follows. Okay, good. So it could be that the people who are delayed by wine, as a result of that, they have wisdom, or people have wisdom as a result of that, they are right. So either it's the people who take time. It's hard from Rachel Sefer. The people who have suffered and everything else, those people can have wine. Or the people who have wine, as a result, they suffer. Okay. Darash over Gwila. There was a traveler from Galil who gave the following drasha in Babel. In the parsha of Noach, the very sad, tragic, and bizarre parsha at the end of Noach's life, with the wine, there's 13 vavs there. You can see all the vavs there. It's like vay, 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 vay. It's all terrible stuff. All right, skip to the end. Rabbi Shmuel, what happened there? The question is, what happened? What did Cham do to him? Rabbi Shmuel, Chalamar Sirso, one says that Cham castrated him. Chalamar Rivo, that Cham sodomized him. Mandamar Sirso, so I understand if he castrated him, because he kept him from having a fourth son, Kilobar V. That's why Noah cursed Knan, Cham's fourth son. Mandamar Rivo, the one who said he sodomized him, Gamar Vayar Vayar. He learns his Xerashav. Here it says Vayar Cham of Yichanan. So he also raped her. So based on the Mandamar Sarasov, I understand, according to the Mandamar, that he castrated him, why Noach cursed the fourth son. Mandamar Rivao, Maishna Ravi, Milte Behadya, why doesn't Noach just curse Cham for sodomizing him? The answer is Habahahabi. And even the one who says he sodomized him says agrees he did both, so he castrated him also. So looking at the beginning of that parsha, of Chista Ramukvam, and Marukvam Rabbi Yakai, shouldn't you have learned from Adam Rishon? After all, he got in trouble because of wine, and now the first thing you plant is a vineyard. You know, we saw in the fourth parak, the famous machloket, what was the tree that Adam ate from? And of course, there's a famous mandamer that it was Geffen. Why? The thing that always brings troubles to man is wine. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chitai, he says, was wheat chain. A kid can't say anything, he can't call out mother and father until he doesn't have any wisdom, until he eats some corn, and so therefore it had to be that. Rabbi Nechemi Omer Tainai, Yashav Archiko Kolo, Bo Nitaknu. That the thing that they messed up with is how they were fixed. They took fig leaves and covered themselves. Okay, so there are three different opinions, of course. Famously, Etrog is one of the possibilities. I don't think that apple shows up in Chazal. In any case, further on in Mishlei, Divrei Lemuel Melech Masa Asher Yisratu Imo. We understand that the references to the other names in Mishlei are midrashically understood to be cognomens for Shlomo. So what do you mean Shlomo's mother oppressed him? I'm Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Sheva. Shema Rabbi Sheva and Yochanan Lomen Shekfa Ato Imo Al Amud. That Rabbi Sheva took Shlomo when he was reveling in drink. She tied him up. Amalo. And the next pasuk is Ma Bri Uma Bar Bitni Uma Bar Nidoi. What kind of son do I have? Ma Bri meaning I'll call you Adim Shavicha Yerei Shemayim Avi. Hashem says to Shlomo, everybody knows your father's Yerei Shemayim. Shavimu Imo Gamralo. So they're all going to say, if you're acting like a lot of us because of me, Ma Bar Bitni meaning call Hashem Shabbat Avicha Gwin Shabbat Shuv Einan Ro Otnei Amelach. In David's house, once a woman would get pregnant, she wouldn't see the king again, meaning she would abstain until birth. But I pushed my way in to have more relations with him, based on the notion that having sex during pregnancy helps the child. So I worked to get you to be a good kid. What does that mean? They'd all take a neder. Meaning, I'll take a neder, I'll do something. If I have a good son, who becomes the crown prince? That's what they all wanted. I said, I want a son filled with Torah and Ra'ui for Neviut. And now you're drinking. So it continues, Alam Lachim Lemoel, Alam Lachim Shtoyayin. What does Alam Lachim mean? Rabbi Malachai Tzim Lachim Shotim Yayin Shtakim Vomim Lama Lanu El. What's the point of you drinking and being like the other kings who say we don't need God? Lemoel, that's the drasha. Vulu Rosnim Eshechar. So Mishik Olazei Olam Gulim Leishtayayin Vishtaker. So the drasha on Rosnim, which means princes, is Razei Olam, the one who knows all the secrets. Shlomo, so wise. And you're drinking wine? So Ikadami, some people actually read it as Rosnim. Mishiko Rosnim Olam Mishkinu Fitcho. All the princes of the world come to your door. Mishtei Yayin Vishtaker? How do we know that Shlomo admitted it? I am more foolish than a man, and I don't have the wisdom of Adam. Who is that? Noach, who is Ish Adama. Lovinat Adamli is Adam Rishon. I was more foolish than Noach and Adam, who both lost it because of wine. Okay, back in the Mishnah it says, Achal b'chavurat mitzvah. If he ate with a group of people at a mitzvah, siyum, whatever it might be. Am Rabbi Abahu, Eino chayim ad shiuchal b'chavurat shekula srikin. Rabbi Abahu says, the only time you could be ben sor mora, besides all the other things that we stipulated, is if you're at a group where everybody there is a lowlife. V'hanantan achal b'chavurat mitzvah n'asa ben sor mora, implying, tam of the mitzvah, alav mitzvah, v'gad v'lav kula srikin, implying that if it's not chavurat mitzvah, even if some of the people there are decent guys, you could be mitzvah or more. The answer is no. No, it's teaching the opposite. That even if they're all lowlifes, if it's a chavurat mitzvah, he won't be able to continue doing it because you can't plan for that. And therefore, we're not concerned. Achal bibur achodesh. What's that? Remember the vasa v'yayin maskil? Do they really take meat and wine for this festive announcement of bibur achodesh? They only bring up bread and legumes. So that's teaching though, even though we only bring up bread and legumes, but he brings up his own meat and wine, the achal. Since it's a special occasion for mitzvah, he won't continue. Tadar Rabbanan means he can't continue the habit. So small tangent here. You don't go up for this festive announcement with less than 10 people. You want to make sure every year finds out what the date of Rosh Chodesh is. As we saw, bread and legumes. The only time it happens is the night of the 30th. That must be at night. Bright says the opposite. It has to be during the day. Chia Barab Levenei, just like Rav Chia Barab said to his sons, Achrifu V'ulu, Achrifu Fuku. Get up early and go up, get up and out. Get in and out. So everybody will hear that there's this Ibur HaChodesh going on, they'll find out about it. So the idea is go in, go out, be there at the end of the day, at the end of the night, etc. Okay, back in the Mishnah. This part is certainly in the Mishnah. The other part is questionable. Because after all, that's what Maaseh Sheni is, meat and wine and celebrating. So the name Shikha, that's not going to lead to him doing it more. If he ate non-kosher stuff, Ashkatsim typically are birds. So Rava says chicken, regular chicken is not Bensor Amora. What's the implication? If it's kosher chicken, you can become. So our Mishnah is talking about Lahashlim, which means if you had almost a Tartemar Basar and you finished it with some non-kosher birds, you're not Ben Soramari. You finished it with kosher chicken, you are. But if the whole thing was kosher chicken, you're not. Achal Devar Shu Mitzvah Devar Avera. What's that? Dvar Mitzvah Tanchubi Avelim. You go to an Avel's house. Dvar Mitzvah, it's that Tanit Sibur. Because again, these are things that are not going to continue. The time of my, what's the reason for the non-kosher and the Tanit Sibur? That the parents say he's not listening to us. Meaning, he's not defying God, he's defying us. But if he's eating on a kosher, he's also defying God, not in the parsha. So we said that it has to be meat and wine. That's this very, very sweet, dried up fig from a place called Ki'ilah, which is really like meat. It gives you satisfaction like meat, but you're not chayiv for it. And what's the loshat hayayin? Letuyeid vash v'chalak. That even though you drink this mixture of milk and honey that gets you drunk, nonetheless it's not yayin. How do we know that it has that capability? Chayav. You are chayav for coming to the mikdash that way because it does get you drunk, and therefore the yisur b'yam mikdash shtuyayin applies. Alright. Exactly like our Mishnah. Exactly like our Mishnah. And then added, somebody who does that will become poor. Simply seems he's like going to have tattered things to cover his sleep. But that's the drush on that. Somebody who falls asleep in the Beit Midrash, his Torah becomes like shreds, like strips. He remembers a little bit here, remembers a little bit there, doesn't really have it together. Shemar Kraim Talbish Numa. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast at the next Mishnah Gimel, as we continue in our sale of the Bensor Amora. The next podcast will be the final one on the topic of Bensor Amora. And then we will have one podcast on the topic of Machteret. In the meantime, everyone should have a wonderful day.